This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Walk into a room full of business leaders and what do you hear? Usually it's a roar of noise. Everyone's talking at once. Now, I'm not criticizing that. That's just the way it is. People love to talk. But who's listening, I wonder? I did hear of someone who had a plaque hanging up on their kitchen wall. God gave us two ears and one mouth. He intends for us to do twice as much listening as talking. In talking with someone, have you ended up in a shouting match? You might be so intent on getting your point across that you're not listening to your wife or your husband or your teenage son. You both talk over the top of the other. And I think it happens a lot in families where there's too much talking and not enough listening. And when you find yourself in a discussion that's going nowhere, you need to stop and listen. Now, listening doesn't mean that you're giving up. It doesn't mean you're agreeing. When that other person sees that you're actually listening, they will probably, most likely, settle down. At least I hope so. So how would you rate your listening skills? What gets in the way of your listening to others, maybe? It's your attitude that needs changing. Our biggest problem is we're too quick to speak. We become impatient. After all, look, I've got so many great ideas I want to tell you. You just be quiet and while I tell you. But the Bible says in James 1:19, listen, open your ears, harness your desire to speak. Now, I like that translation from The Voice. Harness your desire to speak. I believe, yes, God wants us to listen twice as much as we speak. And our problem is we're in too much of a hurry. It was St. Francis of Assisi who said, seek to understand before seeking to be understood. It's about showing respect to others. Stephen Covey, the late educator and author, he said, listen with the intent to understand, not the intent to reply. Listen with the intent to understand. I think he was spot on. It does mean stopping and giving that other person your full attention because nothing is more annoying than that other person not paying attention to you. You can sense that. And of course, there are times you should speak up, but ask for God's help before opening your mouth, particularly in a volatile situation. How many times have you blurted something out only to regret it the moment that the words left your lips? I think we need to train ourselves to think before we speak. Actually, we honour that other person by listening and trying to understand what they're saying or maybe what they're not saying. And a good tool is to say back to that person what you think you heard them say. Now, it's not a trick because it clarifies what is actually going on. It's important that in this society we become an effective listener. People have something to say. They want to be heard. And all some people really need is a shoulder to lean on. If you're doing all the talking and none of the listening, then many times we're not being heard because people tune us out. It can get us into trouble. Here are a couple of tips. Listening is a form of love. By listening, we put aside our own agenda. We take a break from what we're doing. We give our attention to that other person. It's a form of humility, a form of love. And secondly, it shows that you care. Listening shows you want to understand what the other person is feeling and experiencing. And when someone close to you senses that you're not listening, then that person gets hurt, rightfully so. So it does give the message that you don't really count. It's not worth your time. But listening shows that you care, which in turn can strengthen your relationship. Charles Swindoll, in his book called Stress Fractures, he said, I remember some time back being caught in the undertow of too many commitments. I was snapping at my wife and my kids. I was choking my food down at mealtimes. I was getting irritated. Before long, things in our house started reflecting my hurry-up style. It was getting unbearable. And I recall after supper one evening, our younger daughter, Colleen, she wanted to tell me about something important that had happened at school to her. And she started hurriedly saying, Daddy, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you really fast. Honey, he said, you can tell me. You don't have to tell me that fast. Slow down and say it slowly. And then she said to him, to her father, Charles Swindoll, then Daddy, will you please listen slowly? I think that's a great story. Listening shows the other person that they count, and so it can actually help your relationship. Lord, everyone's in a hurry today. There's always something to do, got to be done now. But Lord, we don't want to be caught up, but we lose the sense of caring for others. And most important, Lord, let me catch up with you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.